and tries to block me from communing with him. Satan thrives on helping me pretend like my imperfections and insecurities don't exist. He turns my doubts into fearlessness and my insecurities into confidences, but it's based on a lie. It's not real. Satan tells me that I have to look perfect to Jesus. No faults, no insecurities, and no fears. So I show up to Jesus, and I have built this Emily crafted armor that Satan has told me is righteous. I have my breastplate of truths, where underneath I'm full of doubt. I have my shoes of courage, when in reality I'm ready to run away. And I have my sword of confidence, which without I'm just an insecure person. And the thing is, without these, I'm just me. And I've realized that I've used my armor to prove myself to Jesus and to win the favor of God. So I want you guys to think about it for yourself. Do you commune through your week and every Sunday to win the favor of God? Or do you do it because you've already won his favor? The purpose of communion is not to win God's favor, because we have already won it. It is simply to commune. And the definition of communion is this: the sharing or exchanging of intimate thoughts and feelings, especially when the exchange is on a mental or spiritual level. I simply cannot complete the purpose of communion with all of my armor covering me. When we commune, we must let Jesus strip us of the armor we have created and see us for who we truly are. We must come to him with repentant hearts, willing to rest in his arms just as we are. There's a quote from a book I read about grace that says, "All he wants is simply you, minus your good works, minus your perfect attendance, minus your politeness." When you really believe that, you may discover that all you want is Jesus. I want to end by reading a passage from the story of the prodigal son. In this story, a father gives two sons their inheritance. One son leaves his home, squanders his wealth, and is left with no money. And after a famine sweeps the land, he realizes how good he had it when he was still with his father, and he decides to return home. Luke 15:20-24, this is the Message version, so you can just listen. And when the son was still a long way off, his father saw him. His father's heart pounding, he ran out, embraced his son, and kissed him. The son started his speech. "Father, I've sinned against God. I've sinned before you. I don't deserve to be called your son ever again." But the father wasn't listening. He was calling to the servants, "Quick, bring a clean set of clothes and dress him. Put a family ring on his finger and sandals on his feet. Then get a grain-fed cow and roast it. We are going to feast. We are going to have a wonderful time. My son is here, given up for dead and now alive, given up for lost and now found." And they began to have a wonderful time. I invite you this morning to have a wonderful time with Jesus by presenting yourself just as you are with all of your faults. Choose to commune with Jesus with a repentant heart. Max is going to share.
Hello. So I'm going to be really honest. Leading up to this communion, I felt a lot of pressure, mostly on myself. When I first found out that interns were going to have to do communion and were asked when we could do it or when we were available, I had said, you know, I can do it whenever, but prefer like maybe like July, because like during June, like I'm doing like swim team coaching and like I'm getting adjusted to the internship. So like I think July, like I'd be prepared in time. And then Jim was like, "Okay, June 10th, beginning of June." So I was like, "Okay, great." Yeah. And honestly, it wasn't because I was nervous. It was more just I didn't have confidence in my own abilities as a disciple. I just got baptized in September. Like, I'm only 19. Like, why would someone want to listen to me do communion? And I let these insecurities clout my head, and it affected me trying to prepare for this moment. I felt like I had to do this amazing job to glorify God, or that I had to say all these amazing things, and essentially my mindset was, I need to be perfect. When Emily came up with the topic, or the idea she had, and what she wanted to share, I felt even more insecure, because I was like, okay, that was literally amazing, and I can't match that, I can't beat that. And originally, I was supposed to talk about, or Emily was supposed to share about, how we feel inside going into communion, and my original idea was to talk about how I present myself externally, and how ironically, have to look perfect for other people when going into communion. And I was preparing what to say, and I thought about how everyone's communion messages are topics that have been on their heart that week, and everything I was writing just wasn't coming from my heart. The stuff I was writing sounded forced, and I was just trying to write for the sake of all my insecurities of wanting to look perfect in front of Jim or Emily or my interns or the teens or the church, but most importantly, in front of God. And I didn't want to disappoint any of those things. As we got closer to this day, I began to feel less confident about what I was preparing to say. Everything I was writing just felt so fake and forced, and it felt like I'd even sound like myself. And I eventually reached to this morning when I looked at overall my notes, and I was like, oh my gosh, this is awful. I did not want to go up on stage and just start talking about this baloney that didn't make any sense. And Emily had texted me about how I was, she was asking me how I was feeling. And I was like, well, pretty terrible. And like everything I wrote just didn't make any sense. And she was super encouraging. And she told me to just take a minute and just go to God with my insecurities and pray. And she specifically said, how I was feeling right now was what her part of the communion was about. And then at that moment, I was like, oh my gosh, like it hit me that everything I was doing and writing to prepare for this message, I was literally doing the complete opposite of. I was trying to put on this mask before God that I had to be perfect or in this certain stage in order to be to do communion. And literally, our message was about coming to the cross as you are. And you don't need to feel insecure or present yourself in a certain way. Like, God just wants you and only you. And there's no need to put up all these walls or use these weapons that Emily was talking about or the armor. You shouldn't feel ashamed when taking part of communion. And the only way God's going to get into your heart is when you take off that armor and you become vulnerable before him. And that's what happened to me this morning. So yeah, that's all I had to share. I'm going to go ahead and pray. Thank you. Dear Heavenly Father, just thank you for this time with you that we can take communion and just remember Jesus' sacrifice. I hope that when we go into communion that we'll just remember that we don't have to be perfect for you and that you can take us as we are and that you can heal us and you can help us and that we can just have that mindset going into it, God. Thank you for sending your son to this earth and having me die for our sins, God. We don't deserve it, but you still give it to us anyways. I love you so much. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Amen.